Yeah, I just quickly run through how we started the centre, why the centre was started. I suppose briefly, was it before? So I used to do trips over to, I used to do a lot of wildlife stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was doing angling trips, which I hated doing. Didn't enjoy that at all. I was never an angler, you know, and only sort of, I liked catching a bit of bass and stuff, a bit of mackerel for the plate, but not sort of into spending days pulling that fish by the lip to chuck them back in. I'd find that a bit... happy to catch fish for the plate, but anything beyond that, I'm not really interested in. Used to go take people over to Ireland. Used to do lots of sort of wildlife stuff as well. And then just quickly we had... with the angling, I'd taken it as far as I could. So we're doing offshore wreck fishing. So we developed it from doing the sort of short, the bucket and spade short trips, 2 or 4 hours, and doing 8-hour trips. And then we did the wreck fishing, going out to these, found these wrecks about halfway to Ireland, about 30 odd miles offshore, deep water wrecks. This was like what everybody wanted to do in the south coast. That's where the, you know, a lot of the boats were doing offshore wreck fishing trips. We'd found these wrecks, big fish, pollock, 18 and a half pollock, massive fish. And that's what the anglers all wanted. And then what they used to do down there, down in on the south coast, I can't remember which islands they used to go to. You know, there's the Scillies and all the sort of Channel Islands. Mm-hmm. So what I decided to do was do an Irish trip. So you go halfway to Ireland, you fish the wrecks, and then you go into Southern Ireland. Mm-hmm. We'd spend Wexford, spend a day fishing around Wexford, Tusker Rock and all that, then back in to Wexford. And a 3-day trip. So, you know, one day over to Ireland fishing the wrecks, one day fishing around Ireland, around Wexford, Tusker Rock, and then the other day coming back, fishing the wrecks on the way back.